Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marvinim and Marazi Sheyichyu. All this schus, Moshe Meshtar, my son Moshe Mordechai, and Daniel Kratka, Chovenei Vesam. We are an Erev Shavuos B'Siyata Dishmaya, Baruch Hashem, and Minakal Yisrael is to stay up all night. So we're going to be discussing the meaning of saying Elokai Neshama, really it's Elokai Kama Neshama. In the morning when you were up all night, and this is based on the Torah that I received from my Rabbi Yekon Agad Baruch Chaim Yer Harwit Shlita. There's a machlokes bein Rabbi Seim HaAchronin, if somebody was up all night, does he make Elokai Neshama in the morning? That's what there is a Kain of Megillah in Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Mevos, you've come down that you shouldn't make Elokai Neshama in the morning. And he writes that Rabbi Yoshua Mikraka agreed with him, and it's copied by the Eli Robinson, comments from the Psak of the Mechaber, and Sivches, that Berachas HaShachar, Nitkimam, and Avi Shalolam, and even though a person isn't Mischai, making each individual Brach necessarily, but he makes the Brach no matter what, because there's been Avi Shalolam, that the average person has to be mowed on various things, so we make all the brachas in the morning. So Ma'ishna Elokai Neshama, even if a person doesn't sleep and God didn't restore their soul because it was there the whole time, wasn't necessary, but it's Minhag Shalom Mela, comments the Prima Gadim, you should be making Elokai Neshama in the morning, even if you stay up all night to Shari Shubin, and Tifka Yibay, he brings the name of Yom Chaim Vital, that the minute of the Arizal was to make the bracha, and therefore the Shari Tshuva writes that it's correct to be mishadel, to try to sleep a little bit, so you bring yourself to a state of chiyuv, or you should at least hear the bracha from your friend who slept at night, and so concludes the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Menvav Seif Katan Chaf Dalit. It would seem that we can bring a raya, and a very strong one at that, that if someone is awake all night, he should not make the bracha of Elokai Neshama. And that's the Hekdem Arba Hakadamos, with four premises that we will lay down. And then with that, we will prove that you don't make the bracha. In the Yerushalmi and Brachas, Perek Aleph Alach Hei, it says, cited by the Rosh, and Ari Yitzchak, and the end of Alach, it's called a bracha, it's Poisim Behem Baruch. All brachas, you start with Baruch, and if it was a bracha smucha lechaberta, like Kriya Shema and Tefillah, you don't open with Baruch. Like in Tefillah, you have right, each bracha, Adachonei Ladandas, Hashiveinu, etc. It's a bracha smucha lechaberta, so it doesn't open up with the baruch. And Birchas Kriya Shema also, Abba Rabba Avtanu, it's a bracha smucha lechaberta, it doesn't open up with the baruch. So, Hesiv Rav Yirmiyah Harei Geula, what about the bracha of Asher Galanu Leil HaSeder? Shani Hidamar Reb Yechanan, Halel, Im Shama Beis HaKnesses Yatsa, HaKidusha Shania, Shimai Oichel Meboid Yoim, Meshach Sudase Ashi Kadisha Yoim, Ein Omer Bor Priya Gofen. So to explain what the Yerushalmi says, first the Yerushalmi says that, Hesiv Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah Hesiv, he's third, fourth generation of Amorei Eretz Yisrael, the Harei Geula, Birchas HaGula, that's seven El Pesach. After the Shnei Prakim Rishon Shel Halel, starts with Baruch, even though it's Smuch LeBirchas Halel. Because that was the minhag in Eretz Yisrael to make the Baruch on Halel and El Pesach. So you see that even in Bracha Smuch Lechaberta, you start with Baruch, not like we learned earlier. And the Gemara responds, Shani hi, Shonewa Devar, Lekat Gula, is different than other Bracha said of Smuch Lechaberta. Dema Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan was one of the great Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, on the second generation. He says, Hallel that said on the Psachim, Im Sham Beis HaKnesses Yatza, Yoyote Techovas Kriyas HaHallel, Shekshena Mishi Krat HaHallel B'Lil Psachim B'Veisam, they have no one to read it at home, they're not able to read it at home, they're not experts to read it at home, they have like gods like they have today. So they read HaHallel in Shul, and then they go home, and they say the Haggadah. So when he comes home, he says Birchas HaGaula without Hallel. And therefore, it's considered a bracha b'fnei atzma. So you see that if there are instances where the person is not going to make, is going to make a bracha, and it's not going to be smucha l'chaberta, in such a case, it's not considered a bracha smucha l'chaberta. And that's why we see over here that Hallel, since you're saying it in shul, sometimes, so then it's when you say Berachas Shagalon Alel Seder, so it's not going to be, it's not going to be, a Berachas Smucha L'Chaberta, so it's not a Berachas Smucha L'Chaberta, since in certain instances it's not a Berachas Smucha L'Chaberta. So it's always, you always start with Baruch Baruch. And then the Gemara was skipping a little bit in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, HaKidusha. What about Kiddush Hayom that said on Lele Shabbosis and Lele Yamin Tovin? It opens up the Baruch, even though it's a smuch of the Baruch Hashil from Ali Ayin. Umikan, we see even a Baruch HaSmuch of the Chaber Tavi Kiddush Hayom, a smuch of the Ayin, and it starts with Baruch. Ayin smuch of the Chaber Tavi Yerushalmi, because Shema Yoshev Shais in the Boi Yoyim, V'kishol Yom HaShem Omer Bar Perakofen. Sometimes it's not going to be a Baruch HaSmuch of the Chaber Tavi. Because you're in the middle of the meal, and then you just continue the meal, and you're just going to continue the meal. So what's the din? The din is that you don't say Berak Pergofen. So sometimes it's not Simuch L'Chaberta. Al-Kopanavi is so, that emerges for us, for our purposes, from this Yerushalmi, is that if at times it's not a Baruch HaSmuch L'Chaberta, so you start with Baruch. Okay, Gevaldik. And the places in Brachis, and the Mimbof and Aleph, the Ibramaskal Kol, writes, Birchas Asher Yotzer Enes Mochel Antil Sidayim De Netil Ashaicha, Belo Asher Yotzer, the Harbe Pe'onim Oim Hol Levado. So, Asher Yotzer isn't Smochel Antil Sidayim, and that's why it starts Baruch, because you can make Antil Sidayim without an Asher Yotzer, a lot of times you say it by itself. So, since Netilas Yadayim you can say without Asher Yotzer, and a lot of times you say Netilas Yadayim by itself, so Asher Yotzer is not considered Smuch L'Chaberta. And the Marashah there comments, Magum Kom Tzatz, the Solshin of Tosis is not so coherent. The other member of Hefer just said Fakert, that you can do Asher Yotzer without Netila. And therefore, it's not smuch on Netilas Yadayim, because a lot of times you say without Netilas, it's not shot. Sometimes you say Netilas without Asher Yotzer, and you say Asher Yotzer without Netilas. Because the Gemara was put to Tosfos about why you say Asher Yotzer, why it starts Baruch, Asher Yotzer, and smuch on Netilas Yadayim. And the answer is because a lot of times you say Asher Yotzer alone, not because you say Netilas Yadayim alone. So the Marashah's comment is that since we're discussing the second bracha, the Asher Yotzer, why it doesn't open up the baruch, that you can have the first bracha without the second bracha, doesn't make any difference. The second one is always smuch l'chaberta, so therefore he explains, no, the second one is not smuch l'chaberta. However, the words of Tosfos we find also in the Yavudram, and say that Hashkamas HaBoker and Birchas Asher Yotzer, Zok Yavudram, Ve'achak HaChomer Brachat Hashem Elkenem Al-Holam Asher Yotzer Asher Mokachom HaBrach Zu, Ein Zedin Brach HaSmuch L'Chaber, Tosh Lo Lefoch Ba Baruch, Shereyal Ntil Sidayim Omer Kam Bepam Yivlo Asher Yotzer, Ve'ein Din Brach HaSmuch Smuchos, El Gishem Smuchos Le'olam. So he writes that Asher Yotzer, Es Adam B'Chochma, doesn't have a Din Brach HaSmuch L'Chaberta, not to open up the Baruch, because on the Tilas Yadayim, you say numerous times without Asher Yotzer. And the only time you have a din of Baruch HaSmuch L'Chaberta is when it's always Samoch. Wow, so he has the same board as Tosus, that Al-Tilsilam comes along. And in the Hagos there, he brings that it also says in Sefer HaManik, the Rav HaYarchi, in the name of the Ri, so the Chavar, the Marashah's Kasha is a Shaka Kasha. Machpatli, that sometimes you say Al-Tilsilam Levat. What does that help me about Asher Yotzar? Asher, we want to know why Asher Yotzar isn't Smuch L'Chavrta. So the answer is Asher Yotzar is said sometimes alone. Why did Tosus and Rahul Ram say that that until Sidon comes along? So Mikoyach Zeh, Nira Bezant Hashem Lochiach, that Tosus and Rahul Ram hold together the Brachas Smuch L'Chavrta. Is dafka kasher nitkenu al seder echad. It's only when the takana was that they should have one seder and they have one time, like Rashi writes in Ksubis 8a, in the bracha samech tesamech re'im aruvim, that the bracha of Asher, the bracha of Asher Yotzer as Adam b'Tzalmo opens up with Baruch, and the bracha of Sois Tosis v'segel akara, and the bracha of Sameach tesamech. They don't start with Baruch, and that's because the bracha of Asher Yotzar is not on the Zivug, but rather it is Tchilas Birchas Chasanim, who inyan bifnei atzmai, and therefore it opens up with Baruch. But, so even though Baruch is Asher Yotzar, is a brachas smuch l'chavrta, but it's not a zivuk. It's the beginning of the Sheva brachas, and therefore it opens up the baruch. But so it's tosis v'samech v'samach nitkan ala seder after berachas asher yatzar, because it's all going on simchas chasanim ayin sham b'divrei Rashi. So it's smuch that even though berachas shehakol brora is smucha berachas Asher Yotzer HaAdam, nevertheless, it's not one inyan, and therefore it's not considered bracha asmucha l'chavirta. So the bracha of Asher Yotzer HaAdam is in the same inyan as the bracha of Yotzer HaAdam, and therefore Yotzer Adam is on Zivuk, and this is a Berachas Chaseos, Berachas Chasanim. So Memela, it gets its own bracha, it starts with Baruch. And then Vayter, next bracha, bracha Mishis, says Tosis, bracha Shishis, Samech, Samach. So those are going to be not starting with Baruch. So what do we see from this? That it's not a bracha, it's only a bracha smuch l'chavrta if it's nitkan al inyan echot. That's when it's considered a bracha smuch l'chavrta. In the Sefer Charedim, in his parish, in the parish of the Charedim and the Yerushalmi, in brachas per aleph halacha hey, Dibor Masim, Maisa Bracha Smuch l'chavrta, he writes, Kesel Mordechai Atan, Mishim Dupsichas HaBracha Shel Lefanei Apotarata, Kolaymar Akan L'Shonai, Kalaimar de Kechada Birchasa Chashiva. So he says it's considered one bracha. That's why it's considered a bracha smuch l'chavrta. So it has to be nitkan al inyan echad. It has to be decreed for the same inyan. If they're two different inyanim, you can't include them in one bracha. So according to this, it's very good. So in order to prove that it wasn't nitkan al haseder, it's enough that the brachas don't always come together. Sometimes you can have one without the other without the one. So all you have to do is prove that Al Tilsitan comes out Asher Yatzar, and the Mela Asher Yatzar is going to start with Baruch, because they're not Nidkan Al Inyan Echad. Because one can come without the other. The whole world was that you need, in this particular instance, you need them to be together, so then you have to show that Asher Yatzar sometimes is going to come, sometimes comes without Al Tilsitan. So since Asher Yotzer comes out until Sidaim, so in the middle of the morning you say Asher Yotzer without until Sidaim season. The Asher Yotzer is in the Bracha Smuch L'Chavrta, and it needs a Baruch because it sometimes comes along. So therefore that's the nature of the Bracha, that sometimes it comes along, and you start with Baruch. But with his, we saw in Tosis and the Mudram that until Sidayim comes along. So that shows us that what it's trying to tell us is that it's not Nidkanala say there, not Nidkanali in Echot, since until Sidayim sometimes comes along. It shows that they're not the same Inyan, and the Mela Ashiyatar is going to have to start with Baruch. Givaldik. However, Tesis and Subis give another reason why the bracha of Shakol Baruch Vodai opens up with Baruch, and that is because Im Lo Aisa Pesachas B'Baruch Hayenira Hakol Kibracha Achas Aruka. If it wouldn't start with Baruch, it would all seem like one long bracha. So, we have the bracha of Bari Priyagofen, and after Bari Priyagofen, we have Shekol Baruch Lechvodo. So why does Baruch Kol Baruch Lechvodo come with the Baruch? It's Baruch HaSmuch L'Chaber, till the answer is that it's all one Inyan. That it would look like one, excuse me, it would look like one long bracha. We don't want it to look like one long bracha. And Tosis writes that Rashi gives another reason, so Tosis doesn't accept Rashi's reason. So Rashi writes that, just to go back to Rashi, Sameach v'samer baruch l'chaz makal she'atzlich v'simcha v'tuv leva she'abara l'shem kol Yisrael u'lefi she'aseid v'masla me'asher yatsa l'fi kach pasach bo v'baruch. So the Seder starts with asher yatsar. That's when the Seder of the Berachas Chasadim starts. Asher yatsar is adam b'samu with the fourth baracha. And therefore, it says it there with a baruch. They don't start with the Baruch. The Asher Bara, the last Baruch, is a lot of times said alone. There's no Panam Chadash, therefore it starts with the Baruch. But Shakol Baruch Lechvodo, Eina Minasei there. Ela Nasei Fasam Me'asaf, Nishan Ligmol Chesed, Zeich Lechaz, Deyamokam, Shinagi Yom Adonarishan. So the second Baruch, Shakol Baruch Lechvodo, is for the Sa'am, they're gathering to go on Chet, to go on Chesed, like Hashem did, and this is Kavra Makom, and therefore you make the bracha of Shakol Baruch Lechvodo. And B'chein Berach Tzio Tzadim Shtekneli Yitzir Rishon Shal Adam Rishon. And let me say the Berach Tzivuk. The Yitzir Rishon HaKatni Kevavai. So this isn't say the Berach Tzivuk. So again, Bracha number two is Shakol Baruch Lechvodo, according to Rashi, is the Schus HaNe'asafim, so it starts with the Baruch, and it's his own Inyan. Bracha number three, Yotzer Adam, is that God created Adam four Chabetz, not Berachas Chasan, Berachas Chasan starts with the fourth Bracha. With Ashi Yotzer, therefore also it gets started with the Baruch at Hashem. That's Shitas Rashi, and Shitas HaTosfos is different. Tosfos there writes the reason Shakol Baruch Lechvodo, Rashi says, is because it's a different Inyan. Tosfos says it's because otherwise it would look like one long bracha. Therefore, it has to start with Baruch. So it seems that according to Tosfos, Rashi's reason isn't enough. According to Rashi's reason, it would still be Baruch L'smuch L'chaber, even if it was a different Inyan. You're right, Echinami. It's a different Inyan. And therefore, Rashi says it starts with Baruch. Because Shakol Baruch Lechvodo is the chus HaNe'asaf and it's on it. But Tosfos is not enough. Otherwise, it would be a bracha l'smuch l'chaberta. Tosfos needs to come out to a different reason. And that is that it would look like one long bracha. So Tosfos doesn't accept Rashi. So it would seem that Tosfos holds that bracha l'smuch l'chaberta is not because Nitkin Wala say there, Vinyan Echa v'chol bracha l'eshech shaykh l'chaberta. It's not because the bracha l'smuch l'chaberta means that it was decreed for one Inyan. And each bracha is shaykh to the previous bracha. Ela shekol shebeis habrachos smuchos af al gav de kol bracha koya inyan acher habe bracha smucha lechaberta. Ukeloimar shesmichusam hatidiris goyrem lifta bracha ashnia nipsichos bebaruch. So they hold that bracha smucha lechaberta isn't because it was nitkan ala seder, and it's one inyan, and that every bracha is shaykh to the previous bracha, But rather, Tosfos holds that as long as the two brachos are next to each other, even though they're referring to a different inyan, it's still a bracha smucha l'chaverta. The fact that they're always together causes it to patu the second bracha from starting with bracha, and that's like the Maharsha. That's like the Maharsha learned, because the Maharsha says that the reason that that Elokai Neshama is doesn't start with bracha, the reason that Asher Yatzar doesn't start with Baruch is because it sometimes comes along. So even if it would be the same inyan as Alam Tfil Tzidayim, it wouldn't matter. The fact is that sometimes for Maharsha, what matters is that it comes along. But if it would be a different inyan than Alam Tfil Tzidayim, that would be enough for us. So we have the sheet of like the Maharsha's understanding, Tosa's understanding, that as long as two brachas always come together, so it's considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta, even though they're talking about different inyanim. If they always come together, then it's considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta. And according to the way we were learning Rashi, and also Tosis in brachas, and the Abu Dram, is that they're different inyanim. They're different in Yanim, it's considered it's not a bracha tul chavrita. What makes it a bracha tul chavrita is the same thing, it's the same topic, it's the same thing. And that's what makes it a bracha tul chavrita. So now let's get back to the Yerushalmi. What do we see in the Yerushalmi? We see in the Yerushalmi that if a bracha sometimes comes along, it's not considered a bracha tul chavrita. So how does the Yerushalmi sound like? So that the Yerushalmi says that since we find that the bracha shniyah tovah b'lo arishona, it's not considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta, that only works according to the tzad, that a bracha smucha l'chaverta isn't because it's nitkan al inyan echad, that it has the same theme, and since it has the same theme, it's considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta. But rather, the fact that they're always together, that causes it to pop to the second bracha from saying baruch atah Hashem. So according to this, since the second bracha doesn't always come after the first bracha, because sometimes, like you'll say in shul, you'll say hal and shul, so asher galon is not always going to come after hal, it's not considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta. And therefore, Chazal said that you have to open up with baruch. So that's how the Yerushalmi is learning, so therefore, this that we just saw in Tosfos and Ksuvos. And the Maharsha also would seem to be following the line of thought of the Yerushalmi, that the reason something is called the bracha smucha l'chaverta is because it always comes with the other bracha. If bracha B comes with bracha A, it's bracha smucha l'chaverta. It doesn't have to be nitkan al inyan echad. And therefore the Yerushalmi says, but you see, sometimes it doesn't come together, and in the Meila, it's not considered a bracha asher galon, it's not considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta. And in Kiddush, sometimes the bracha on Kiddush doesn't come to the Baruch Paragraph, and therefore it's not considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta. So that line of thought of the Yerushalmi is Tosfos in the Maharsha follow that line of thought. But according to the other side, that the gather of bracha smucha l'chaverta is that since it was decreed al inyan echad, that it's one theme, and that's why it's considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta, then we have to understand the Yerushalmi, that who cares that sometimes it comes along? Why is that associated that it's an inyan echad? It's a hemshech of the bracha rishona. So even if sometimes it comes alone, it's still the same theme as the first bracha. So you shouldn't have to start with a baruch. So it must be that according to the other side, we also want the Yerushalmi to stand with the other side, right? We have the Yerushalmi like the other side as well, that it's nitkan al inyan echad. So the Yerushalmi can be explained as follows: that since we find that the second bracha comes without the first bracha, that proves that it wasn't decreed together like Berachas Barik Paragaf and Berachas HaKiddush. Since Berachas HaKiddush Mishkachas Lay, we find it without Berachas HaGofen. So that proves that Berachas HaGofen doesn't come Al Kiddush Hayom, rather it comes Al Shtiyas Hayayin. Because if they were coming on the same inyan, so whenever you'd be mischaim one of them, for whatever reason you'd be mischaim the other one. So the fact that they can be said independently means that they are not the same theme. And therefore, it's not considered a brachas molchavitas. So we can also make Yerushalmi work with the other understanding that the brachas molchavitas is defined as two brachas that have one theme, and therefore the second bracha is our bracha Hashem. And what Yerushalmi is saying is that since one bracha comes without the other, it must be that it's not the same thing. So that's all gevaldik about kiddush. But what about the brachas shegolanu? Shomer b'hagadol achar halo, and it starts with baruch. And we say that sometimes we say halo in shul, and so it's not going to be brachas smuchel chavrita. So it's pashut that shegolanu and halo are nitkan alin alin anes. So there is one theme. So we wanted to say the Yerushalmi stems with the fact that it's one theme, it doesn't work with Asher Galan and Halo. They're both decreed for the Nes, and therefore Asher Galan shouldn't start with Baruch. Al-Kopanim, Ham Yas Ikan Afgamina La Halacha, between these two Biur, Mikel Baruch HaSmuchel Chavrita. What's an Afgamina? And where we don't find bracha 2 without bracha 1, we find bracha 1 without bracha 2. But according to the Sabbath, bracha smuchos is one to consider bracha smuchavita because it's one theme, it's one inyan. So since we find bracha number 1 without bracha number 2, they're not considered bracha smuchos. Because you see that it's not the same inyan. If it was the same inyan, they'd always come together. If it was inyan echad, it's not inyan echad, it's not only the same theme, it's the same topic. They're interconnected, they're interwoven. These two brachas. So if these two brachas are really interwoven, why aren't they always coming together? From the fact that one is without the other, it must be that they're not inyan echad. But according to the other side, that brachas of smuchos are because two always comes after one. Since two always comes after one, it's considered a bracha smucha. So in other words, what's the case where we never find two without one, we only find one without two? So if you find one without two, but not two without one, so if it's inyan echad, if the two brachas are interlinked, so they're obviously not interlinked if they're not coming together at certain times. But if the word is that the second bracha always comes after the first bracha. Here, the second bracha always comes after the first bracha, so that's considered bracha smuchavitas. This means the first bracha comes after the second bracha doesn't come after the first bracha. And therefore, it's considered a bracha hasmucha lechavirta. Gevaldik. Now, the tour in our Chaim in Kuf Yud brings the Maharam Rutenburg, Gabi Filos Haderech. Barab Rabbeinu Meir, Mi Rutenburg. So when he would travel in the morning, he would say, after Yirasam, in order to make a samuch to the bracha goyim chasadim tayyibim lam Yisrael, and it's bracha smuch lechavrita. So based on what we said, we have to understand that lo mabai, according to the Tzad, the bracha smuch lechavrita, is that it's one inyan. So what does it help us that your masnech can feel sederach to goyim chasadim tovim? It's not one inyan. We don't refer to the other Tzad, the bracha smuch lechavrita, is that bracha 2 always comes after bracha 1. Ma pito. Feel sederach is a nitkan after goyim chasadim tovim. So what the Maharam Rutenburg means is a mystery. So we have to say that the Maharam holds like Tosis and Ksubis, that the Gedel Brachas Mukhul Chavritas, that they always come together, and not because they are Nidkenu B'Inyan Echad, not because it's the same Inyan, same topic, but rather Yerushalmi holds that we're talking only about the Brachos HaKavuos. We are only talking about the brachos hakvuos. There, it's not a bracha smucha lechavrita unless it's always smucha bekvius of the bracha acheres. That we can find the second without the first. That proves that Chazal weren't mechayev be masmich one to the other. But brachos, they are not kavuos. They just come by chance. So there, it's enough. That it always has to be juxtaposed to another bracha. And so is mashma. In the Mishnah Berurah, according to Rabbi Rutenberg, you always have to juxtapose Tfilas HaDerech to a bracha. So, because he writes that b'dieved, if you can't be masnechit, if you can't juxtapose it to something else, you can be sanach on those posts and hold, you don't have to. But according to the Maharam, obviously, you always have to be masnechit. So that apparently is shot in the Maharam of Rutenberg, that if the halacha is that this bracha always has to be juxtaposed to a different bracha, so it doesn't matter what bracha it is, then it's considered a bracha smuch l'chaber, so you can have two brachas that are always juxtaposed, and then you can have a bracha that it doesn't matter what bracha, but it always has to be juxtaposed to another bracha, and therefore it's going to be considered a bracha smuch l'chaber, that's what Tfilas HaDerech, it can be masmuch l'gom chasadim toivim, because you always have to find some bracha. You make a bracha smuch l'chaber. You always have to find something to be masmechit to. So we have a number of gedarim in brachas smuch l'chaberta. Is it shat that it was nitkan only in echod? Is it shat that it was that the second bracha always follows the first bracha? Or is it shat that you always have to, like Mara Rutenberg, you always have to find something to juxtapose it to? So we said that we're going to prove that Elokei Neshama is a bracha smuch l'chaberta. Excuse me, Elokei Neshama, you should make it to step all night. And we said, Bahekdim arba hakdamos. So believe it or not, sweet friends, this is just the first hakdama. We have three more, which are not as lengthy. And so let's see. The bracha of Elokei Neshama does not start with Baruch. And the reason is, we find B'divrei Rabbanan Kamai, a number of reasons, Das, Halosh, B'chuvas, B'chal, Dalet, Sif, Aleph, he writes that the Baruch of Elokei Neshama doesn't start with Baruch because it's Smucha L'Birchas Asher Yotzar. And for this reason, you have to be Masech, the Baruch of Elokei Neshama, Asher Yotzar, it's Mishnah Berura, and Simbav Sifkot Yibbeis, Das, Atosis, B'brachas, that for this reason, that the reason is, since it's just Hodah B'Alma. It's Hodah B'Alma, and it's not a proper bracha, and therefore, it doesn't require baruch. So we have the opinion of the Rosh, that it's smucha l'ashi yatzar, and if we have to mass mechit l'ashi yatzar, and some siddurim they print it after ashi yatzar, and some siddurim they print it later, after Birchas HaTorah, after, right before Birchas HaShachar. And doesn't been so according to this, you have to say after Hashem Yotam or to Tzitzim Brachas. So the Dov Ma'al therefore doesn't start with Baruch. The Torah brings both reasons. So based on what we said, according to the Tzad, the Baruch Gadol Brachas Mochel Chaberta is that it was Nitkan Al Seder V'Inyan Echad, that it's one decree. They're interlinked, interwoven. It's one Seder. So what is the Baruch of Hashem Yotzar Shayach Elokei Neshama? The Gra, in his Biur to the Shulchan Aruch, writes, "Tzuchim haholdus al hashosu b'tikvam l'kan Hashem v'zeo al neshama v'ashiyata al haguf l'chein nusus kol rishon l'kan Hashem v'tekev lach hashiyata v'zeo." There is one Seder. Elokei Neshama, you're thanking God for your soul, and hashiyata, you're thanking God for your body. So they do go together, there is one Seder. So these is Nidkan al-Yinech, to the Seder Echot. So that is the second hakdome, the Ramo in Erechaim. Since Al Tifal Fries that Asher Yatzar you make in the morning, even though you didn't have to take care of your physical needs, you didn't have to go to the bathroom. The Magen Avraham writes that, and the Gra also, and the Magen Avraham Tifal Beis, that the reason is because when you get up in the morning, you're like a birya chadash, like a new creation.
Nebuchadnezzar is actually Esther. That's Hakdama number number three. And Hakdama number four is that the Prima Godman shall have to come to rise. That according to this, you are up all night, and in the morning you go to the bathroom, you don't see Ashiyata. Because you're not a Bir Chadash, you're not a new creation, you didn't sleep. And you go to the bathroom. And this is all copied by Allah by the Mishnah Berurah and the Simmet Dalit. Sifchat Gimel. So now let's make the Cheshbon. If we say that one is awake all night, he says the Bracha Elokai Neshama, we have to understand. Why does the Bracha Elokai Neshama not start with Baruch? What are you going to say? Because it's Smuch the Berachas Asher Yotzer, that's not true. Because since if you're awake all night, you don't say Asher Yotzer. So we find instances where you only make the Bracha Elokai Neshama. And the conclusion of the Yerushalmi is that a bracha smuch lechaberta is only where you have to make the two brachas. But if you have a scenario where you only have to make one of the two, one of the brachas, it's not considered a bracha smuch lechaberta, right? In Kiddush, it's not considered a bracha smuch lechaberta because sometimes you're going to make Kiddush evaporate very often. And Asher Gialanu, it's not considered a bracha smuch lechaberta because sometimes you're going to make Asher Gialanu without making the bracha on Hallel. So this can't be considered, the kind of Shema can't be considered a bracha smuch lechaberta. Because Elokai Neshama is made without a shiatzer. I.e., when you're awake all night, you're saying Elokai Neshama, but you're not saying a shiatzer if you didn't go to the bathroom. So the answer is that the bracha of Elokai Neshama, you don't make when you're awake all night. Ah, it only comes when you slept. So it has to follow Asher Yatzar, because Asher Yatzar you always make when you slept. So this is l'chayra, araya limta, a very strong raya that the bracha of Elokai Neshama you don't make if you're awake all night. Because if you make when you're awake all night, then it would start with Baruch, because you see that it can come along. And the fact that it doesn't start with Baruch means it always has to be Asher Yatzar Dik. It always has to be with Asher Yatzar, and Asher Yatzar you only make when you slept. So it comes out that Elokai Neshama you can only make with Asher Yatzar, and Elokai Neshama means only when you slept. Because if you make it without Asher Yatzar, you can make it even when you didn't sleep. And then it would be a bracha smuch lechaberta. So the fact that it is considered a bracha smuch lechaberta, it must be you have to have slept to have made Elokai Neshama. So that is l'chayra a raya alimto, a very very stark raya. However, yesh od l'harich b'anyan hazeh. And I thank you so much for listening until now. It was awesome. And there's not Hashem, אם הקדוש ברוך הוא יאר פניו אלינו, אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה, ונראה עוד נפלאות מתורת השם. תודה רבה רבה שהם.